Since it is Palm Sunday, our scripture reading today is Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11, one of the biblical accounts of the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus into Jerusalem. Now, Matthew's version is going to highlight this private miracle that takes place at the beginning. They're drawing near to Jerusalem. This is Jesus coming to be crucified. And as they're in one of these outlying villages, Jesus sends two disciples into the village, and he tells them there's a certain place where there's going to be a donkey tied and a colt with it, and they're to take that donkey back with them. If anyone says to you, "What are you doing?" say, "The Lord needs them, and he will send them at once." Now, that's not a great miracle like the feeding of the 5,000, like walking on water, but it is a miracle. And kind of the muted nature of it, the private nature of it, is a way of displaying the majesty of Jesus while he has come forward with that majesty muted in humility as he comes. And that's exactly what fulfills Zechariah's prophecy. It's exactly what's played out all through the events of the cross. Now, Jesus is not a passive victim. The events of what's going to happen don't happen to him as if against his will. Oh, he is a victim. But he is the one who presents himself. And all through the Passion Week and Good Friday and all that follows, there's this muted majesty of the Lord who is intentionally coming in humility. And that's what's described here. Why does he come that way? Why doesn't he come the way the crowds wanted him to do it? They're calling for a military conqueror. They want him in a chariot. They want him on a war horse. And he comes on a donkey, this emblem of humility. Why is that? Well, because he came to die for our sins. Hebrews 9:28 says, he came the first time to sacrifice for sin, but he comes a second time to bring in that salvation. Now, the problem is not that they expected Jesus to come as this victorious, sovereign, outwardly majestic, divine figure. Their problem is that they didn't realize at first they needed to be forgiven their sins. And so there's an analogy here between what we read here in Matthew 21 and what we'll read, say, in Revelation 19. Because he does come as king a second time. And when he comes at the end of this gospel age, when the gospel's gone forth and sinners have been gathered in because of what he did here, then he will come on a war horse. And he will be called faithful and true. And he will wield the sword of God's justice. And there will be an end to all evil and a new heavens and a new earth where righteousness dwells. And so as we look back on him coming in such humility, knowing that he came ultimately to be rejected by these very people, put to death on the cross, he did that for us. But what they had hoped for the wrong way is going to happen the right way. The one who died for sin and is even now calling out the sinners to be saved through his blood, oh, he will come, and his majesty then will not be muted. It will not be a donkey then on which our Savior returns. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 21, 1 to 11. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.